PFT Media.
Get horny for it.
My life may not be easy, and I sure know how to make it hard. That's what she said.
I may not be real. I also might not be a housewife, but I am a real train wreck.
Keeping it real with the Real Housewives of Reality, Scarlett and Allison.
You look so beautiful.
Stop it, you do.
You stop it, you do.
It's Allison, bitch. Everyone, welcome to the Real Housewives of Reality. I'm Allison. We're doing a solo episode this week. I'm also already excited that I will be making Leon furious because we spoke earlier and he was like, do not use music. Do not use any of that music. Because for quick housekeeping before Bravo, Cardi B recently sued a blogger slash podcaster for $300 million and won. So that, I mean, I can't imagine. So I can see why Leon is going to get mad. You know what, though? He's probably going to edit this out, so it's totally okay. It's fine. And to do some other housekeeping, I know that we love to, like, Lisa Vanderpump was never my favorite. However, this week she, I guess, fell off a horse and broke her leg in two places. So wishing her all the best. Just best wishes. And yeah, but so today we're going to cover, we're in what I like to call Bravo high tide. Like, aka we have, like, Salt Lake's about to go on reunion. Jersey just started. Jersey gave me life. You guys tell me how you felt about Jersey, because Jersey was giving me everything. I was like I felt alive again. I was like, oh, I got my ladies back. I got my deli meats back. I just got like giant trays of food and God knows what and the pineapples. We'll get to the pineapples of it all. We don't need that. But then, and then also, yeah, like OC. Yeah, OC premiered this week. Or premiered, not, I mean, it was on TV. So that's that. But, yeah, how's everyone else doing? I'm going to be very honest. I'm watching a lot, aside from Bravo. I know we're a Bravo comedy podcast, allegedly, in like in case Cardi B is listening. Alleged. It's all alleged, okay? In my Lisa Barlow voice. But I've also been getting really into The Righteous Gemstones, which is on HBO, but I feel like it's John Goodman's best work ever. I love it more and more every week. And then what else have I been binging? There was something else that I was binge watching and I was like, oh, I should tell our listeners about this because, oh, the Pam and Tommy thing on Hulu. It's about the release of the infamous Pamela Anderson, Tommy Lee sex tape, but it's so well done. I think Seth Rogen does a fantastic job. I think Nick Offerman is killing it. What a talented actor. But I've been refreshing, you know, when you're like, when does the new show come on? Like, just keep like refreshing the page. But both amazing. Also, for anyone who is following my Instagram stories or life stories, I did finally finish Entourage. I would recommend don't do that. Don't do that to yourself. You don't need, we didn't need that show. It's the show no one asked for. Okay, but let's get into it. So I'm going to start with, we're going to do OC and Salt Lake first. And then I'm going to give the whole second half of the show to Jersey because they deserve it. Frankly, Jersey deserves a full 2-hour show. These women. The Lord's work. The Lord's work. I love my Jersey gals. I don't care what anyone says. I love them. I love them. I love them. But so basically, I'm going to make this real quick for you. It's going to be easy.
Looking out for number one, California, here we come. Right back where we started from.
We had, I don't know, like, so we're still going, well, one, we had to go to Cabo, so Heather could, I made a joke about this last week, but legitimately, Heather made us go watch her buy a $15.5 million estate, like, to build a house on because she had a bad dream that her kids were sad one time about her dying. But I'm like, maybe don't give your kids a giant house off a cliff. Just my opinion, allegedly. But then she also, I mean, like, a lot. So in OC, let's see, what do? We continued with Noella showing up to that dinner, obviously maybe a little intoxicated, allegedly. The next day they like went, like, Whitney, oh, sorry, no, I'm mixing up my shows. But the next day they had, like, Whitney took Jen on one of those weird ATV things, which feels dangerous to me, but wait, that's not OC. Is that how boring OC was? Am I having a stroke? Am I okay? Is everyone okay? Sorry. No, OC. All right. Let me, okay. No, they had Emily, Gina, and Noella go to a sweat lodge. And then they had, like, who went on horses? Because that was ridiculous. Whatever. It was, oh yeah, it was Lisa. My queen Lisa was on a horse. And Emily wasn't. Who went? We love Heather. And at the end of their horse ride, they were like, it was, I feel like I'm in a Britney Spears video. And Lisa was like, oh my God, I do too. I was about to say the same. And if you look it up, like I do, like a freak, the Not a Girl, Not Yet a Woman music video was actually filmed there. So no wonder they felt that way. Duh, they were on the set. But the other ladies, so who was it? Just Emily, Gina, and Noella stayed and went in this like sweat lodge. I've never been in a sweat lodge. I've been in a sauna. I've been in a steam room. But the sweat lodge, like, it was a million degrees outside. And I can't imagine what they're burning smells good. I don't want to be disrespectful in case this is, maybe that's like a big, but Noella essentially like passed out and almost died. Like she was like out for like 2 or 3 minutes, which that sounds short, but to be fully just not of this earth is not short. And they just kind of like passed it off, like Gina and Emily. And I need Gina and Emily to stop. Guess what, guys? You're not the new Vicky and Tamra. Not that I want Vicky and Tamra back, but they're irreplaceable, so stop it. Like, they're getting a little too big for their britches. Oh, and then we get to the dumb fight. I mean, I'm sure I'm skipping over some of this, but I think a lot of us skipped over a lot of OC this week. It was a real, I was like, this is a snoozer. Like, I was checking Instagram, and I don't even like Instagram. It's boring, right? And you can tell me if I'm wrong. You can go ahead, tell me. But the whole Heather being like, you know what, Noella? You bought my child pornography. And I know probably for, like, to not get sued, they can't say it was just, she simply bought Words with Friends, the Pride edition, which if you think about it, and she says it herself, she's like, I bought it off Amazon. I thought, oh, Pride, like, we're both bisexual. I just wanted to give a nice gift. She didn't read through all the cards, you know, but I love that we got to have a montage of Heather reading the cards again, and that it, like, everything gets beeped out. It's like, beep, 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 like, blurt, 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 in the credenza. And I'm like, what? What is this sex act? I don't know about it. If you guys know about it, someone tell me, but what is this thing that you do all of it and then end in the credenza? I felt like I was over it. I mean, also, I feel like that was not pornography. I think she bought a fun, like, just Googled, like, hey, what's a good Pride game to, you know, like, she just, like, shared that with her friend's daughter. Like, it was a thoughtful gift, but she didn't read every card, so we don't know about whatever sex act is happening in the credenza. Which, by the way, I would love to know that. Like, I'm dead serious. You can write in. Tell me about sex acts in the credenza, because I just love how it ends with that. It's like, beep, 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 in the credenza. But so now we'll move on to Salt Lake. Salt Lake, I see.
city, a place of hope and joy.
Again, it feels, I'm getting flashbacks to like, to Potomac, Real Housewives of Potomac, when I was like, oh, we're in Williamsburg. Like, we're not leaving. We don't get to leave. Because, like, we've been in Zion forever. Like, we're not leaving Zion. Like, I'm like, okay, like, we live here now. That's that. But, yeah, so everyone went on their excursions. Whitney took Jen on an ATV ride.
We feel miles apart inside. Was it something I said or something I did? Did my words not come out right? Though I tried not to hurt you, though I tried. But I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn.
Every rose does have its thorn. And Leon, I love you, but I know you're going to kill me for the way that I'm butchering this solo episode. but hey, it's the Real Housewives of reality, but it's the Real Housewives of Allison. It's the real Allison of reality. And yes, I know that I mixed up Salt Lake and OC. I kept going back and forth with them, but you know what? Our favorite expression is she said what she said. I'm saying what I'm saying. Both of those episodes, full snoozers, just like, so they're going on excursions. Everyone's just like, we're riding horses, we're riding ATVs, we're going nuts. It's insane. And then we're going to fight over dinner that we have to have at a picnic table outside again. Whatever. So I'm pretty fine with it. I mean, I have no more thoughts on the one thing I'll say about Salt Lake. when Mary came for our queen, Heather, and she was like, well, like, because they're like, oh, the husband's paid for this trip, blah, blah, blah. And the Mary was like, your husband didn't. You don't have one, etc. Which, that's a very cruel thing to say, frankly. But I love that then Heather clapped back and she said, who's your husband? He's your step-granddaddy. And it was like, oh. And even Jenny, who I know we're in trouble with right now, but she went, ooh. She was like, whoa, yikes. But, all right, beyond that, sorry that I mixed up OC and Salt Lake, but it felt like I was watching the same episode with different people. Like, I was like, am I losing my head? Am I all right? Is everyone okay?
And now a word from our sponsors.
More than just marketing, advertising, and public relations, at Advantage Media Solutions, we believe in the power of ideas. Whether you're a startup business, an already established company, organization, charity, or an individual looking for public relations assistance, we offer the solutions that you're looking for. Our team offers unparalleled creative solutions to all of our clients, and we're determined to see every job through to its success. In public relations, we can help with building your online presence, press releases, talent booking, reputation repair, and so much more. And with marketing and advertising, we can help with marketing strategy, mobile marketing, branding, social media marketing, and once again, so much more. Advantage Media Solutions considers every client a partner. Your success equals our success. We take a personal interest in each and every one of our partners, and together we form a unique team and family. Contact us to see how we can drive your brand forward. www.advantagemediasolutions.com. What's your advantage?
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? I know for me personally, the last year has been really, really tough, and there was a lot of times when I wish I had someone to talk to. But the good news is, there is. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating with them in under 48 hours. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit BetterHelp.com/R-H-O-R. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P. And join over the 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. Now remember, there's a special offer for the Real Housewives of Reality listeners. You're going to get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/R-H-O-R. And you can use the promo code R-H-O-R in checkout. Remember, that's BetterHelp.com/R-H-O-R. BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, BetterHelp.com.
let's move on to the greatest thing that could ever happen. Year by year, the best thing that ever happened.
Man, I be on my Jersey shit, man.
The Real Housewives of New Jersey. I love it. And can I just say, to see these Giudice or Giudice, however you want to pronounce it, depending on the season, but to see these four beautiful young women grow up and to see Teresa be so strong, I love it. It fills me with joy. It's going to be a pretty quick recap. I'm going to be honest, it's hard, and like it's very hard to not have my sidekick with me to, like, you know, to go back and forth, to put me in my place when I need to be put in my place, which is often. But let's see. Okay. One, we start with this insane Jersey opening that's a slow version of, like, it's a cruel, cruel summer. And it has, like, all the horrible things happening, etc. Which I love that. I said it gave me, my notes say, full chills to this cruel summer montage. Like, I loved it. I was just like, yes, you're giving me everything I ever needed. Like every part of serotonin in my body and probably in the bodies of anyone in a 20-mile radius of me, just, like, I was like, I'm on full blast, like, happy. And we start with Teresa and her girls, who are all, again, growing up to be beautiful. I love this family. Just four strong women that have been raised by a very strong woman themselves. But her going, you guys don't want sandwiches? Sandwich. I got us a sandwich. Let's go eat on the porch. And I'm like, why do we keep eating on porches? Why? We can't stop eating outside on porches? But to break the fourth wall, I'm assuming it's to keep the crew safe from, you know, this was being filmed in the height of COVID, so probably to keep the crew safe. It's like, oh, if we film outside, it's much safer than inside. But they're like, let's have some sandwiches by the pool as it rains. It wasn't good. Also, I wanted to bring up, this would be easier if I had the love of my life, aka Scarlett, to go back and forth with. But I had a random flashback to season 2 when little Gia, who is now a full-grown woman, but Gia was taking acting classes so she could audition for some movie with Christian Slater. And she had just gotten rejected by some movie with The Rock. And all I can say about that is, shame on you, Hollywood, because you missed out. Gia's iconic. Okay, next we go to Dolores. Dolores and her family. She's a queen. I love little Frankie. Do you guys love little Frank? I love, and it's so funny we call him little Frank because he's like 6'4" and like can probably bench, I don't know, like 480 pounds. He's not little, but he's known as little Frank. But he's just so, I don't want this thing to stress our family out, because the whole thing is that, like, Big Frank got a new girlfriend that's in Texas and they're always hanging out and he's not fixing the house the way he said he should. And all I can say is, I do not want to be that girl, the young girl that's dating Big Frank. I love love and I wish the best, but I would not want to be competing with Dolores and their beautiful family. They have raised two beautiful, successful kids and they obviously have a bond that's going to last forever. I wish to have a partner like that one day. Just that it's like, all right, Dolores, I'll fix the cabinets. All right, okay, got it, blah. Then we move on to the Lewis video, which is yike. We discussed it, I believe, a few months ago. We talked about this, but it's weird. I think because of copyright stuff, they can't show us it on the show. But if you just do a simple Google, it's... Honestly, what the women described on it, on the show of that video, they're being gentle. Because seeing that video, it seems unhinged. It's whatever. I want to note that Margaret's house looks stunning. I love it. It's worth all the time that it took for her Joe to fix it. Because I know that was a whole thing last season. Like, oh, Joe, you're not fixing the house. Joe, keep fixing it. You're my contractor, blah, blah, blah. But, like, looking around it, I was like, gorgeous. Love it. worth the time. Love all of it. And then they brought up Joe Gorga's dumb joke at like, because all the house husbands of Atlanta went to some sort of, they went on like a mini comedy tour, which, good for you. Shoot for the stars. I love it. But someone was like, how do you feel about this Lewis guy? And he was like, I've never missed my brother-in-law more. And it's like, we all haven't. But it's a whole thing. But when Margaret was saying that, I was waiting and wishing for her to be like, well, you know, it's just comedy. That's how it goes. You know, like me, with my friend Joan Rivers. Because if you all remember season one, Margaret would always go, well, I was good friends with Joan Rivers. She was my friend. She would get it. She would get the joke. And then we go to dinner and we're introduced to our newest cast members. So we have Tracy Johnson and Tiki Barber, who is apparently a huge big deal for the New York Giants. He was a running back. So they're meeting up with Melissa and Joe to, you know, just grab dinner. Joe insists that they order clams because that's an aphrodisiac. And Joe, I love you, but clams are not an aphrodisiac. Oysters are. Oysters. But I'm sure it was delicious nonetheless. This couple, though, also claims they're like, we're no stranger to controversy because, what did he say? Oh. He got separated when he was 8 weeks pregnant with his wife, and then 4 or 5 months later, we got married, and that just blew up my spot when I was working on the Today Show. And I was like, That's a lot. There's more to that story, but love it. And I do love Jersey just for, they break the fourth wall in terms of social media. Like, we saw who knows how many clips, at least 12 clips of just the, like, of people's different, like, tweets or, like, Instagram comments or things like that and being like, that's why we're fighting. And it's like, thank you for not being like, oh, we live in this vacuum of a world. It's like, no, we live in the real world. We all saw this. We know they're going to fight. Also, I don't know about you guys, but did you forget that Teresa is trying to make pineapples her brand? Because as she set up for this pool party, which, once again, Jersey, never in my life have I seen a show that just makes me want to be at a party. I'm like, I want to be at the pool party. There's always a, like, just a gorgeous spread of food. There's any drink you could want. There's a pool. It looks gorgeous. It's shady. It's fine. Like, and by shady, I mean, like, shade from the trees, not shady. Not shady like Lewis's video, if you know what I mean. But just, it looks unbelievable. I love it. And I will say this, though. At the pool party, my queen, Dolores, I love Dolores. She had a clip and extension, which, if you know me, you know that I love a clip and extension. I live for it, but you could vaguely see it. Like, you could see the little clip. You could see, I was like, babe, your tracks are showing. But I was like, there should be someone on set to keep track of that. No pun intended with tracks. But I was like, someone needs to be fired because don't embarrass my queen like that. Not my president. And speaking of that, though, speaking of making people look bad, we have Jennifer show up to the pool party, and she apparently has recently gotten her nose done by an Instagram doctor in Turkey, which I feel like I don't think I ever want work done, but I think if I got work done, I don't want it from an Instagram doctor, you know? But whatever. But I think Jen looks great. I think she's always looked great. But the certain shots they used from the pool party specifically made her look not so great. And I was like, they did her dirty. That's all. But I love her getting, I'll have a water with ice cubes in it. Sorry, I just went Lisa Barlow again. Honestly, you guys, I love Lisa Barlow. I can't do an impression of a housewife that's not Lisa Barlow anymore. It's done. It's all over. But we end the show and start the season with this intense fight between Margaret and Jennifer. And it's about, like, who lives honestly, blah, blah, blah. My friend Joan Rivers wouldn't stand for this. And she goes, Bill had an affair, and that's why he left his old job. For 2 years, he was with an office manager. And then Jen goes, he wasn't an office manager. She was a pharmaceutical. Sorry. He wasn't an office manager. He was a pharmaceutical rep. Get it straight, you idiot. Get your facts straight. And I love that, that we're like not fighting about the affair at all. We're just fighting about what the job position was. Also, I mean, pharmaceutical reps are, I mean, their ethics are questionable, but they're good-looking people, so go for it. But that's all. I hope you all enjoyed this solo episode. I know I messed up plenty. That's fine. And yeah, next week we'll see you guys with, you know, our coverage of all three shows. We're so excited. And that's it. Leave the reviews. They're important. We love you. Have a great week. Bye.
Astroglide is what you use when you have sex.
Go, junkie, go.
I am not going to the weak side of the ice because I lied about my body weight.
You're a sloppy chihuahua.
I'd be praying for you, though.
Shut the f*** up, Ramona.
A PFT Media production.